NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hi, this is Rain, also known as Nightmare Honey, and I'm here on BFM talking about my latest release, Nightmare Honey 2, which features amazing artists from Auckland, Deep State, Baby Zainov, DJ Shit Show, I'm Amelia, and Morgan Harvester.
This is such a punchy record. It's very punchy. I think that's the best word to describe it. It really is. We're going to listen to most of the tracks, and it is very experimental, but also has like a lot of dance elements. How did you get started on this and with all these collaborations?
Well, the first Nightmare Honey came about during the original Level 4 lockdown, where I was like, all right, well, collab of people who I like respect in the music scene here, and I can't do it in person, so I just like hit them up online and just sent them some songs, had some sent back, and how all that type of thing. And so with this one, I went fully like 180 on like the type of genres and sounds, and like worked on, yeah, like I guess EDM is the best way to put it, but it's very all over the place. It's my first ever attempt at electronic music in general. So yeah, I think it's basically just making music with friends and having fun with it.
I think it's a really good attempt at electronic music. And yeah, when you have friends on it, it is more of a caring, more loving environment. And you've got some great collaborations. Let's talk about the first song, which is Chasing Skylines featuring Deep State. What can you tell me about this track?
So this one was actually the very last song I had worked on. So I feel like with every song I work on, I learn so much that I want to like go back and redo it all over again. So this one was like the culmination of all my experience put into like one little thing. And so I remember seeing Deep State at the Sun Return Festival not that long ago, and she like had just so much fun on stage, and I enjoyed her like energy so much, and I was like, yo, that sounds perfect for getting her on like this like ridiculous Eurowave dance track. And yeah, so I hit her up since I know her partner Ari, who also featured on the original Nightmare Honey release, and they were super keen, did some amazing vocals, and I'm really happy with it.
Thank you.
So the next song, which is I Need to Punch, featuring the amazing, brilliant Baby Zionov. And this one is incredibly hectic, is like the most simple way to put it. It was my first attempt at making breakbeats. And a huge thing that got me into breakbeats themselves was watching Powerpuff Girls as a kid. And that intro theme song, you know, like just sticks with me forever. So I was like, all right, got to get some Powerpuff Girls samples in there, which came with Buttercup's, you know, saying, I need to punch. And so I made this little track all together, sent it off to Baby Zionov, and she just, oh God, I got into it, but it just became absolutely bonkers. And then after she sent the stems back, I also reworked it some more, added some more stuff. So it was like a very back and forth collaboration that was incredibly quick and created absolutely bonkers song that really resonated with me, because, you know, sometimes I've been very angry as of late due to the state of things, and you just need to punch sometimes. So this following song, which is the third on the EP, is Yuck, featuring DJ Shitshow. So this is my boyfriend Isaac helping me out here, and he is like a huge catalyst for this whole project, as he taught me how to make electronic music. He mastered the whole album, gave me so much tips and feedback, and basically did like so much to make this music the way it is. The song itself actually came from when, like, after the first time we got together, I'd, you know, asked him, I was like, hey, can you come over and teach me how to make breakbeats? And so he did that, and we made, like, he showed me like a little example and made these weird, ridiculous styled sounds together. And from there, we just continued to progress and turn it into a full song that just is one of my favorite on the album. I guess I have bias there. But yeah, he did so much for this album, helped so much, and just an amazing producer and just an amazing person in general. So I have a lot of nice things to say, and I don't want to get a bit too mushy about it, but yeah, so good. Fifth track on the album is Just Don't Care by Amamelia, who, to be honest, is the best producer in New Zealand, in my opinion. The way she puts together her beats is just phenomenal, and being able to see these stems and how they all work together really changed my views on a lot of music. The way, I don't even know how to explain it, because I guess I only really see the wavelengths of it, so... But seeing how her song, which was originally just a throwaway song that, because she didn't end up putting out or working on as much, I was like, hey, you know, I respect your music so much. Do you have anything I could just, you know, help remix, change, do all that? So she ended up sending this through, and it was just a real fun time learning about how she creates sounds and songs all together. And I ended up, you know, doing like a little bit with it. And eventually, like at one point, it didn't quite work. There was something missing. And I just had to go, I like sped it up, made it a bit more synth heavy, created like this real just amazing song that's just, you know, just a real good time and just amazing in general. So I appreciate her work and what she's contributed to this. This is the last song called Slow, featuring Morgan Harvester and also DJ Shit Show again. So I used to live with Morgan Harvester, also known as Helena. And during this time, you know, she was making like a lot of like pretty heavy electronic synth-based music that was real cool. I enjoyed it. I tried to do some vocals on one of her tracks soon, but I absolutely suck at singing, so it never really went anywhere. But this one song, Slow, was one of them that she sent to me. And through it, I cut it up. And while cutting it up, I accidentally had the project file set into like a weird time signature. And it like created this like strange thing with it where even though the original track was different, like the result ended up still working in this odd, strange type of way. And so I put all like the synth work together, and after that, brought it over to Isaac, who is also close friends with Helena, and he ended up, you know, creating all like the beats on it and such. So mostly what I did was put it all together into a system that worked, and then yeah, they pretty much made all the sounds and created this heavy, doomy electronic song that I felt was perfect to end the whole EP on. And just, you know, working with some like close people to me that I really appreciate their them as people, I guess. Yeah, so it was this whole thing was a fun time, and I really enjoyed working on my friend's music there.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.